Across the state, there is a cohort of young Alaskans raising awareness for the rapidly changing Arctic. Cade Tirada is one of the 22 Arctic Youth Ambassadors. Growing up in Unalaska, America's largest fishing port, he was immersed in the seafood industry. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk sat down with Tirada in Anchorage, where he's interning at the Alaska Center.
Cade Tirada looks like a young, hip politician. Hair gelled back, the 18-year-old sports a gray quarter zip and khakis with an earring and a tattoo peeking out from under his sleeve. He graduated from high school early, in December. You might not guess the role fishing has played in his life. Tirada's father grew up in a small town in northern Japan, and the best way to make money was fishing.
He had to drop out of school in the ninth grade because his family was quite poor at the time. So he's been, you know, working in the fishing industry ever since, which is approximately 40-plus years.
What did you think of fishing when you were a kid?
I really enjoyed it. I really, like, enjoyed looking in the tide pools with all the hermit crabs. And then I thought it was really cool just, like, looking at fish. Like, I don't know what it was about it, but it was just always, like, an exciting opportunity to see, like, what can we catch? Like, what's out there?
At what point did you realize that Unalaska was pretty unique in the amount of, I mean, it's in the Bering Sea. There's so much fish concentrated there. It's unique in the amount of resources it has.
I kind of, you know, started realizing it back when I was beginning my high school career. You know, it didn't really hit me that maybe 90% of my class has someone working in the fishing industry. My history teacher would always talk about this town would be a ghost town if we didn't have fisheries. And then it really got me thinking that everything really is dependent upon the fisheries where I'm from.
Becoming an Arctic Youth Ambassador was a stretch for Tirada. He didn't really excel in high school.
I mean, just there's like a lot of other kids like me that kind of have the mindset that if they have a low GPA, they're not going to be able to do much. So, I mean, I kind of want people to know that if you have a low GPA, that doesn't mean anything. With this ambassador program, I've had, you know, the opportunity to go to Greenland, Canada. I've met Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. I've met with countless government officials. And that's not something you'd expect from a kid with a 2.6 GPA.
Tirada has been passionate about protecting the environment for as long as he can remember. He got his start with Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. After a youth organizing summit, he was encouraged to apply for the Arctic Youth Ambassador Program. For Tirada, convincing people to care about the environment is simple. He puts it in perspective.
Well, a lot of people I meet like sushi, and I'm like, well, I come from the place that's the number one fishing port in the nation. So if you like crab, if you like, you know, eating fish, if you like any of this, you better care about the environment. People are like, wow, I really like my caviar. And if I don't care about the environment, there's going to be no more caviar or lobster.
At only 18, Tirada feels like he's already making a difference. Next up, college, where he's planning to pursue degrees in political science and environmental studies. Then he wants to return to Alaska to run for elected office. After nearly two decades living in America's largest fishing port, he thinks he'll be able to bridge the gap between science and politics and continue to advocate for his community and the environment. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Anchorage.